Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their charitable foundation is called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, we're talking about the Center for the Arts today. The executive director, Regina Ward, is here, along with the director of education, Tara Winton. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Pull that mic a little closer to you there, Regina.
Sorry.
It's all right. You know, it's one of those things. It's the intimidator, we call it.
I'm trying to hide from it.
I understand. Good to have you both in. And it's been a few months since we've had the chance to talk to you. Things going well in 2025?
Oh, yeah. We've started off 2025, I feel like, with a bang. Like we got shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
it's been a lot of fun. We've already had two shows run. We had All Shook Up and then Moon Over Buffalo. Seussical the Musical is currently running. They've had sold out shows the last two weekends. Then we also have performed for a little over 2,000 students. We had a secondary cast for that show, and we performed over at Northside for 2,000 students during Read Across America Week. So Dr. Seuss Week and Seussical the Musical, and Tara directed that one, and we've had a really good time. It's been a blast, but we're moving fast and furious.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah. I just pulled up borougharts.org. It looks different. Have you done a little refresh?
We did. So
looks
we
good.
Thank you. We did have a total revamp at the end of last year. Wax Eloquent helped us with that, and they did a really lovely job, and we're really enjoying it so far. So thank you.
I always try to pull it up so we can talk about
what's
going on. How did Moon Over Buffalo, is that right?
Yes, Moon Over Buffalo.
How did that go?
It went really well. We joke. I don't love a farce. My team thinks I'm a little too serious probably for them, but it went really well. The cast was really stellar, and they had a lot of fun. I've actually had some board members and donors say it's been one of their favorite shows that we've done in a little while.
Well,
so it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to add a little humor and that kind of thing, right?
Yes. It's very witty.
Yeah.
It is.
It's written incredibly well.
Yeah.
And so that makes it fun.
Tara, things have been going pretty strong for you, I would assume, too, right?
Oh, yes. We are in the throes of multiple productions going on for our CSA team. So this week we open The Giver, which is based on Lois Lowry's famous book that most fifth and sixth graders read. I read when I was in fifth and sixth grade, and just a classic book. So that opens this week, Wednesday and Thursday. And then on Saturday, we open Finding Nemo. So we have a group of homeschoolers that come in during the week, during school times, and they practice once a week. And so their first show is on Saturday this week. And then the following week, we open Annie. And so that is going on all next weekend. We have five shows of Annie, and four of them are sold out, so we added another one. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come Sunday the 23rd, there are some tickets left.
Some. Yes, wow. I looked this morning. There weren't very many.
Oh, they're going fast. I still need to get one more.
You better hurry.
I better hurry.
And where do you get those? Borougharts.org?
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good deal. Seussical, let me ask you a little bit about that, because was that done in correlation, you know, with reading in the schools and that kind of thing? And
absolutely.
Just Dr. Seuss and what he's meant to the writings?
I will tell you, our team has been talking about doing this for over a year. We knew that we really wanted to do Seussical. It's a great show.
It's so funny.
The music is great. But doing it during Read Across America Week just really makes sense for us for a couple of reasons. Number one, because we're constantly wanting to tie the arts and education in the classroom together. We know that students that are participating in the arts also do really well in school. They've got great social emotional skills. They understand empathy really well. They also understand teamwork. And one of the things that I think is most important is sometimes they also understand disappointment. And so we want to be able to bring those things together for our students. But quite often, we are the first show that children get to see in their young lives. And so one of our favorite questions to ask when we bring schools in is, who has never been to a show before? This is your first theater performance. And out of our 3 days that we did shows last week, over 80% of the room, every single show, raised their hand. And so for us, that is a great experience to not only be able to perform for those kids, but for them to be able to tie that directly to what they're doing at school, to tie the characters that they're reading about and learning from. And God bless the Cat in the Hat. He's always making mischief, and he certainly continues to do that throughout the show. And so it's a lot of fun, but it's important to us for people to understand the correlation, not just between reading, but literature in general, and also that reading comprehension piece.
Well, you are reaching out to hopefully your future audience too, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. This is the show to grab them and keep them. It's full of magic and wonder and things like that. And yeah, hopefully we make lifelong arts
patrons. Yes. And it's a lot of fun because we occasionally have some Title I schools that need additional funding to be able to attend that field trip. And so it's always great because then I get to reach back out to our business partners and say, hey, we've got a school that's really interested in coming, but they can't afford it. And I always, it's really fun because you just get to see some of those business partners really light up and say, oh my gosh, yes, I want to give that experience to students. I think sometimes those of us that have had arts experiences in our lives, we take it for granted a little bit and don't think that some of our kids might not have that exposure.
Yeah, well, maybe an opportunity to continue to do that for the years to come too.
Absolutely. That is our hope. We've already had discussions with our venue about that, and so we're really excited. We hope to make this one of those opportunities that people know that they are going to get to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, at some point, if every second grader got to come see it, and 10 years from now it's still going, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Well, and then maybe they will participate the next,
that's,
you know, in
exactly
15 years.
Right. In 15 years, then it'll be their turn. That's exactly right.
So one more weekend left, I think.
One more weekend left of Seussical. Again, it is a fantastic show. I know Friday night is almost sold out, and so is Sunday. But Saturday evening or Saturday at 2, we have tickets left for both of those shows.
Very good. Talking to us today about the Center for the Arts and a lot of things going on, Regina Ward, the Executive Director, Tara Winton, the Director of Education. Tara, you mentioned the CSA a minute ago, but you're also gearing up for summertime, right?
Oh, yes. It's all out there ready to go. So at the beginning of February, we released all of our summer programming. And if you go to boroughartsorg and go to education, you can see everything listed there. When you scroll down to summer, everything is there, and we have something for everyone. We have tried really hard to hit all of our age groups and all of our interests, and just trying to expand what we're offering. So everybody from K through 12 has multiple opportunities to come and hang out with us this summer. If your student wants to create a show of their own, we have a little bit of that. If your student wants to perform a full musical, we have a little bit of that. If your kid wants to come and sing, we have a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. Or if your kid is a visual arts student who wants to focus on enhancing their skills, then we have that as well. So we are really trying to offer something that is special to every student.
Well, and also what behind the scenes,
yes,
the production folks too, right?
We also have two different tech options. Mm-hmm. So students can come and help create props and set and pull costumes and those sorts of things as well.
Yeah, that's all a very important part.
It is. It's a very important part that sometimes people forget that mm-hmm. happens. And those are the people that sometimes are maybe more important. They have all the things going on backstage, and the people on stage cannot do their job unless we have the people backstage. Yeah. Have to have it.
My daughter was in choir quite a bit, but she also, when they were doing musicals, she would want to work behind the scenes because that's where all the power is.
Where I want to be too. That's where I figured out about middle school that's where I wanted to be, and that's where I love to be. Because you need all those people to support and make sure things happen. Or when things go wrong, what do we do?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Those are the people.
You know, and I can't not tell you how many late nights it was, you know, painting props and that kind of thing, you know, and just really drawing close together. I mean, the arts community is very tight-knit, too.
It is. It is. One thing that Regina and I have been talking about is it's a really great opportunity if you're looking for something other than being on your phone. We have great opportunities for students to be interacting with one another and working hands-on with something. Having those face-to-face conversations and just an opportunity for students to have an activity that maybe doesn't involve so much technology. And we're just kind of trying to push that. We've been talking with Murfreesboro City Schools about they're kind of doing this focus of anxious generation and pulling away from technology a little bit. But it's a great opportunity for students to have face-to-face interaction, building those communication skills and working as a team.
So if someone's interested in any of these summer classes, go online, find out about what's going on there.
Yes. So what you're going to do is you're going to figure out what grade or age group that you're looking for. And when you click that, then it's going to show you all the options that are available for your student. So if you click on sixth grade, it'll give you all the options that are available to sixth grade. And you can look into it from there once you kind of figure out what your kid is interested in.
And I know you mentioned, Regina, Title I a minute ago. If there are some that are maybe struggling to pay, I mean, are there ways?
There are scholarships available. Okay, so when you figure out if you want to do Matilda the Musical, you can click on that and fill out the information. And then there's scholarship information that you put in within the registration. So all of that is available. Scholarships are available for everything that we do.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Last year, we gave about $16,000 away in scholarship thanks to amazing companies like Sharing Change through Middle Tennessee Electric and Redstone's another partner of ours that helps with scholarship, Dow Smith. We could not be able to scholarship our students and let them participate in this way without them.
Yeah, very, very fun stuff. So if you want to find out more, borougharts.org, and just look for the education tab, tap on that, and it actually will take you right to where you need to go. So check that out. Regina, April, springtime.
Oh, yes.
Kind of always brings into my mind one of the big events is the Backstage Bash.
That's right. Backstage Bash is slated for April 12th this year.
So that will be kind of walk us through. It's Wicked themed, I hear.
It is. I love that you heard that. Yes. So this year, the Backstage Bash is being chaired by Brad Hopkins and Chrissy Vea. We love them both dearly. They're great patrons of ours and great community partners in general. But our committee started really kind of thinking about what we wanted to do. And certainly Wicked has been a box office hit. And in the theater community has been a hit for many, many years now. And so in thinking about themes and just all around funness, one of the things that the Bash does for us as an organization is it brings people to the table that might not be your traditional theater lovers. So we'll take my husband, for instance. He will entertain me and go to a show every once in a while, but he loves to support the arts. And so for folks in our community who are like, I don't know that I'd go see a show, but I'd love to, you know, get dressed up, sit down, have a nice dinner with some friends. Our amazing volunteer actors and artists also perform during this dinner. And so this year we'll be performing several different Broadway hit numbers. And then we have a little entertainment treat. This year there'll be a little extra magic in Oz.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, very cool. So if someone's never been, give me about a minute on what they would expect or should expect and, you know, dress, all that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So if you've never been to the Bash, we shut down West College Street, and there is a large tent outside of our building right next to Pinnacle. What we do is essentially have a 300-person dinner event outside, but we start with cocktail hour inside in our gallery space. So you'll get to see some of our artists that are in the space at that time. We'll have some music going. Our silent auction will be available during that time. And just an opportunity to meet some other patrons of the arts and start to have a little bit of fun. Lots of red carpet pictures, photo booth before we get started with dinner. We move back into the tent for dinner about 7:45, 8 o'clock, and we start with musical performances. The Alley is catering our dinner again. It is a family-style dinner. We moved into this last year because a lot of people that attend our event want to spend time talking to each other and having a good time. And family style dinners really promote that. And so we had such a great time with that last year. We decided to bring that back again this year as well. Many of our performers this year will be Broadway hits that you know of. So it is very likely that you'll hear something from Wicked. It is very likely that you'd hear something maybe from Parade or maybe even some of the musicals that we have upcoming towards the end of the year as well. And so it is a good time full of entertainment and a little bit of talk about what the arts does in our community as a whole and how you can become more of a part of it. After the dinner event is over, we move into the theater and have a glow party with a DJ and a lot of fun music for our after event.
Well, that's it's hard to believe. I looked on the website and clicked on Backstage Bash. This is the 25th Backstage Bash,
right? It is.
That's pretty cool.
It's very cool. We are excited because, number one, it's a really fun event. We have a good time. We think it kind of kicks off spring in the downtown area. But also, we're going to start talking a lot about what that means for next year for us because it will be our 35th season as an organization. And so we are really excited.
Big number.
It's a big number. And there have been some amazing community members that have been a part of this for a long time. And we're excited to spend time with them and also recognize them. We will recognize our arts advocate for the year during the Backstage Bash, which we do every year. And then we will also name our next two Actors Guild members, which are voted on by their peers. But it's usually two people that have done a really outstanding job on stage, and many of them are not only very talented, but they are well loved. They're dynamic people, and we just like to be able to say thank you in that way to them.
Well, check out borougharts.org and for all of the summer camps, Backstage Bash, everything we've talked about is there, and I'll put some links in the podcast on the website. Thank you both for coming in today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Regina Ward, the Executive Director of the Center for the Arts here, along with Tara Winton, the Director of Education. And again, the podcast will be up shortly. And check it out. It'll have links to all of the things that we talked about today. Or just go to borougharts.org and spend a little time around the website there. Have a great day, everybody. See you next time.